This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, March 1st. God's word for you today is the star. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 5, verse 14 to 15. And it says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house." I am praying for you in the name of Jesus that God will open your eyes and give you understanding. Some of us already understand some of the things we are going to get into over the next few days, but for some, it will be shocking, and for some others, it will come across as too hard. But these are the mysteries by which the universe is governed and how the world works. God, in introducing Jesus to the scene, introduces us to the concept of the star. The wise men saw Jesus' star, but after a while, they could not find it, and there was confusion as they searched for the star. Then the star resurfaced. So everyone reading this devotional today should have a star. I said so because mysterious things have happened to some people's stars. However, today, God will expose every evil in your life and give you victory in the name of Jesus. There are things that have been done to your star and to your glory that God wants to reprogram and overturn in your favor. The truth is, if the star can be tampered with, the destiny can be derailed. The first thing that the enemy does to stars is it puts them off. A star can be quenched and the light of the star can be put out, but your star will not be quenched. It is important that as these declarations and prophecies are made, you say amen. That is how the spiritual works. Your voice activates things. The Bible says the earth was without form and void, and until God spoke, nothing happened. Until you speak, nothing will happen. There are two ways the enemy achieves this. Category 1 victims are those referred to as the living dead. Although they are alive, they have no light, and their glory is gone. In fact, this is where the enemy likes to keep people, such that they are just existing. There is no purpose, no shine, no glory in such lives. There is no life. If you are in that category, today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your glory will be restored. How you know the difference is that suddenly people will begin to take notice of you because your glory has been restored, and so shall it be. John 10:10 says, "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." If the enemy cannot switch off your glory, he will come after your life. But in the name of Jesus, he will fail. If the enemy cannot touch the star, he goes for the life. When the star is hidden, the enemy knows that if he can snuff out the life, that will be the end. The enemy walks through two kinds of spirits to achieve this: the spirits of Herod and the spirit of Pharaoh. We will delve deeper into this tomorrow. People are under a lot of pressure, a lot of attacks from the enemy, but the enemy will consistently fail over us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I arise and I shine, for your light and your glory is risen upon me. No one will ever be able to put out my light in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.